Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, brought to you by Lower Extremity Review and MVP Parent Magazines, Right Fit, Fitness and Wellness, and Global Schoolwear, School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. Got a great doubleheader today. Matt Dahl, the creator of the innovative sand dune stepper and the sand simulating exercise equipment. He's returning. He's been back a few different times. Excited to have him back. And then also Christine Blanchett. She's the online TV host. She's the running celebrity and the producer of British Columbia's popular Run With It and the Sports Doctors First. Let's welcome back Matt Dahl. Matt, welcome back to the Sports Doctor, my friend.
Good to be on your show again.
You know, you were a supporter of the Sports Doctor, gosh, for a year or two. I shared some of that road with you as you were really exposing the sand dune. Give us a history, a quickie, of the sand dune stepper and your creation of this.
Okay, well, When I first started figuring out the dynamics of neurofeedback and all that, we did a couple of prototypes, and we got the first guy with Parkinson's on it, and then we got somebody with spinal cord damage. And it worked out phenomenally for both of them for neurofeedback and their balance and all that. So then I sold a couple cars, went into production, and primarily went into a lot of physical therapy conferences across the country and promoted.
When was that, Matt?
That was probably about 7-8 years ago.
Okay.
At least 7-8 years ago. And it started getting really well used within the physical therapy industry. And then I think it was right about when you had me on your show is when you started referring me to some of your sports people. And I think we started out with Eric Fiorello and a couple other ones. And I was on the show with a couple of them and Dr. Wong. And then Donnie Thompson heard about it through Eric, through your show. And he's one of the top power lifters in the world, had a bunch of world records. And he got on it because he had bad ankles and knees from excessive weightlifting. And he liked it. And then he called me up one day and said, I'd like to do a post on Instagram on it. And I said, okay, I didn't even know what Instagram was. I got an account because I own the Sand Dune Stepper. And I got about 200-300 followers, and then I went to 500, and now it's up at 20,000.
Now, I'm going to put my 2 cents in, Matt, like I always did when you and I first met. The famous sports therapist, Bob Guida, who I met in the late 70s, and we would see the Walter Payton's and the Jim McMahon's and the John McEnroe's and over the years. Bob was always a tremendous advocate of what we would call instability training. Create instability, imbalance, and demand the body to work and strengthen stabilizers. And I called Guida after 40 years when I met you, I saw the sand dune. Because we used mini trams and the Bosu and tilt boards and all of these things. And all of a sudden, the sand dune, which sort of like looks like two shoe boxes, that simulates the beach, that gets the toes and all of these intrinsic muscles of the foot dynamically involved. And again, Guida would always talk about, Matt, you'll remember, he would say, I want to train the athletes to train their feet like Van Cliburn's hands. Remember Van Cliburn, the famous pianist?
Yeah.
Or am I stumping you? So the
No. Yeah, I looked him up after you told me about him about five, six, 7 years ago.
Yeah. So the initiation of you working with Parkinson's and some other cerebral palsy, other kinds of balance challenged disabilities, again, has tremendous value in the most elite athletes who never get to work those muscles of the feet itself and everything that it connects to. So that's what I always thought was so exciting about the very reasonable piece of equipment, and it made a lot of sense for physical therapy to pay big attention to this. You know, there's nothing now much bigger than fall prevention. Many of these different clinics, and you know, I've had so many of them on the show. So the ability of the type of material that you use in the sand dune also creates almost like a rebound effect, which, you know, you got one up on sand. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, it's high resistance, so it's kind of like a memory foam with where it doesn't sink down. So where a memory foam's got to come back up again and get air, this is closed cell. So this is continually pushing back against your feet for neural feedback, for throwing your balance off, proprioception, all of that. And so it just ended up to where the feedback loop off of this for people that have had foot and ankle injuries is pretty crazy, considering a lot of them didn't even go into using it for that to begin with. But once it cleared up their knee areas and let the blood flow down and got everything active, they started noticing a lot of foot problems that were reversing on them.
Well, yes, you know, the from diabetics, you know, podiatry is one of the first professions to see diabetes because of the fact that the feet are the furthest area from the heart. We walk on our feet, so things like burning or stinging or numbness, et cetera, many times are picked up first. And the ability, again, to exercise these particular areas makes tremendous sense, as well as, you know, the rest of the body. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor live from Chicago, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go over to radio shows, you can go back years see who was on, what were the topics, international, national, local guests in all areas of sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you could read an endless array of articles on so many different topics that very excited about the new magazine that we're very involved with, MVP Parent Magazine, keeping these kids in the game. All sorts of experts, all sorts of different areas, including one of my most popular articles, which is Women in High Heels, Accepting the Challenge. Got a lot of action on Twitter at SportsDoc, DOC Radio. We're talking with Matt Dahl. He's the creator of the Sand Dune Stepper. Now, people could people go to Instagram and watch some of the endless examples you have there? Do they have to be a member? Do they just go to Instagram? How does that work, Matt?
You could just go to Instagram. You don't have to join up and just look up Sand Dune Stepper, and there's about 1,500 reposts of other people that are using them.
Yes, the all ages, again, creating a tremendous variety, whether you have, again, superstars who are looking to balance on one foot while they're juggling, or you've got little children jumping and landing, you know, it's just a tremendous addition when there are all sorts of balance pieces of equipment. There really isn't anything, again, that incorporates these kinds of gripping powers. Even sponge rubber is not, you know, the same kind of dynamic. So you have who are some of the organizations that post stuff on Instagram with you, Matt?
Well, we've got everything from Cleveland Cavaliers, their head training, WWE. The Dodgers just picked them up for spring training, so they're going to be using them for their season. We've got hockey players. Virtually, I don't think there's any sport that we're not in right now.
Exactly. I'm not surprised.
Oh, we've got MMA fighters, boxers, you name it. Anybody who wants to get their feet in tune. And you can do upper body on it. So we're doing a lot of people for upper body.
Yes, I saw that variety. You know, again, if somebody's doing push-ups on an unstable surface, then again, they are incorporating all sorts of different, you know, my friend Bob Guida, again, he would say, work the brakes, work the opposites, when he was talking to these ball players or athletes who were doing the same thing all the time, and they were trying to strengthen some of these other areas. And we used all sorts of different balance type equipment. He had ball players walking on a rollable balance beam with a football helmet on that had weights attached to create all sorts of crazy imbalance. And again, in my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, I have a chapter in the book. I call it the two essential exercise systems. So no matter who your son or daughter is, no matter what their sport is, no matter what their age is, and the two concepts are, one, strengthen your feet and ankles. I talk a lot about rubber bands. Of course, sand dunes can be used for that absolutely also. But my second one is work balance, work stability. And the picture in the chapter is one of our young dudes and trainer, Carson Smith, balancing on the sand dune, demonstrating, again, doesn't matter whether you're a dancer or a runner or a baseball player, no matter what it is, ankles continue to be one of the most common problems that we see. And, you know, over all these years, Matt, I've never seen an athlete with overdeveloped ankles. You know what I mean?
No, that's kind of hard to say.
What's the website, Matt, that people could find out all about Sand Dune?
Just write to sanddunestepper.com.
Okay, sanddunestepper.com. And again, they can go to Instagram.
Sanddunestepper also,
again,
correct.
You know, I've had various PTs on from around the country, again, who are working with disabilities and in all sorts of different areas. And again, it's exciting to see that more and more they're incorporating the sand dune as the piece of equipment that they can be able to include. One of our associates using a lot, one of my the supporters, Wright Fit, he worked with tremendous amounts of autism. And she wrote a couple of books on the effectiveness of exercise and autism. And, you know, she was on my show 15 years ago, and, you know, we were talking balance and stability. So they're so excited to, and again, for everybody to understand, Matt Dahl, when I first met him, sent out for free over 24 sand dunes to people I had recommended he expose it to, which is still unique in a lot of my experience, that he was willing to contribute these machines to physical therapy clinics. You know, my friend over, Gina Pongetti at Achieve, you know, she works with all the Broadway shows and skaters and dancers, and they've always mixed it in. So we have to have a reunion with getting some of these people together. We'll go down the list, maybe do a Zoom, and get some feedback. Right, Matt?
Oh, yeah, we could get Dr. Gary Reinhold, too. He actually one at his house for a long time. And when I saw that he had a problem with, I think, one of his legs, I forget what it was, knee or something, I told him to get on it and start rebounding and start running on it again. And I think he just told me that he just did his 20-mile run through the desert to celebrate his 70th birthday about 2 weeks ago.
Yes. Gary Rhino, the author of Iced, the illusionary treatment option. I've had him on numerous times. It's a whole topic. Guess what? Ice doesn't help anything. He's famous for that. But he's a trainer of champions. He's worked in the world of electric stim with Mark Pro, with every major sport, including Olympics. So when Gary talks, people listen. And he was one of the ones I sent, or Matt sent the sand dune to in order to get his feedback and insights. And again, like I was mentioning to Matt before we were on the air, the Hall of Fame martial artist, Rob Fletcher, who's a self-defense expert, and recently underwent a hip replacement, a resurfacing. Sand, he rehabbed his Achilles tendon surgery with the sand dune. So yep. Some of these people, he was another guy that Matt was gracious enough to send the machine in order to be able to expose. That's what I did again with Bob Guida, was to be able to get people who really, really appreciate what I have always coined. I should have copyrighted it, Matt. Instability training. Big mistake, you know? And in order to be able to pay attention. Although, you know, it's interesting. When you say to somebody, it stimulates walking on the beach, people get it.
Yeah.
People get it. Sometimes people are on vacation. Man, my feet, you know, walking on the beach because you're really working these areas. Matt, give me the website again real quick. We're just about out of time.
Sanddunestepper.com.
Matt Dahl, creator of the Sand Dune. Thank you so much. Matt, hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. The Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, the Sports Doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag HeySportsParents. An essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parent's perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com, Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness, right-fit.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Live from Chicago is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go to radio shows, you can go back years, see what the topics were, who was on, listen to whatever you'd like. You can go over newspaper articles, magazines. You could read a lot of the exciting new stuff we're doing with MVP Parent Magazine, Lower Extremity Review, endless array of experts and topics. I'm excited to have back Christine Blanchett. Christine is an online TV host. She's a running celebrity, and she's the producer of British Columbia's popular Run With It. Christine, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Well, I'm glad to be here, Dr. Bob. Thanks for having me.
You know, the weather's getting nice. All of a sudden, you know, people are going to, you know, want to get out. Maybe you got so many people looking maybe to initiate some running, some jogging, part of the fitness program. Give us some background on you and your show, Run With It.
Yes, well, I'm still running almost every day, and I'm cross-training as well. And regarding my show, Run With It, it's a running fitness and lifestyle program that it's mainstream, like it's for everyone to, from, you know, the beginning runner to the one high-performance athlete. There's something for everyone. There's Doctor's Corner. Talk to the experts about injury prevention, to nutrition, to celebrities who either, you know, going into keeping fit for a part that they're working on. And yeah, so there's fitness entertainment in there as well.
Now, you're somebody who, you know, jumped into the running world. It's quite a story. You know, before we turned around, you were running the Boston Marathon. Give us that story of you and your introduction to running.
Well, you know, I've never really was athletic. I mean, I was always picked last in baseball, basketball. But I really, you know, I love sports. But running, I ran a little bit in high school, like track for points, because my brother was a real athlete, the real runner, track athlete, and done some cross country. But when I got older, in my 30s, I decided to take up running to lose weight and to just revisit running all over again. Running found me, because little did I know that I really, you know, running was such huge benefits for my mental health as well, and kept me just sharp-minded. Yeah. And so I interviewed this coach. He was a coach for the show, for the TV program, and we went for a run one day, and Rick, is his name, passed away now. He said, you know, you run. You are a pretty good runner. Like, and that's all that I know. So I trained under him, and I said to him one day, I want to run. I want to run the marathon. And I wasn't even ready. I just started just beginning to train, you know, more than just running, yeah. Like, without.
Yeah, that would have been against the doctor's advice, right? You know. We like people to be running for a good few years before they even want to try to spell the term a marathon. But not only did you jump in, but did you qualify for Boston, the first marathon? I might be wrong.
Yes, I did. The Vancouver International Marathon. Yes, my first marathon.
People have to understand what a big deal that is. The people sometimes run their whole life and never qualify. You must have a certain time to be able to show up at the Boston Marathon. And, of course, the Sports Doctor, where we talked about, you know, podiatry and sports podiatry, all the different ingredients that go into trying to prevent running-related injuries. 50% of people who run at one time or another are dealing with overuse injuries, feet and ankles, and the importance of the role of the foot. So the running is something that we weave in and out of, you know, forever. And it's always exciting when the weather gets nice around Chicago to start to see more and more people being, you know, more and more active regarding staying out of trouble. And again, you mentioned something very, very important. You know, it's hard to be upset, pardon my French, or pissed off when you're exercising. It's very difficult to be upset. No matter what you're doing, whether it's lifting weights, whether it's walking, and running always had this mystery to it, the runner's high. this tremendous mental side. And that's something that was a big deal to you, you said, right?
Yeah. It makes me, I can focus better. I can write a better lead. I can just be, I can handle stress better. And I know it. If I don't run one day or I don't exercise, I don't feel the same. I feel I need to do something, whether, you know, cross training, as I talked to you earlier. You know, it's
cross training is a big part. Mm-hmm. You know, years ago, when I would see runners before you ever looked at a running shoe, getting runners to strength train, quote unquote, cross train, if it wasn't biking and swimming, that was part of the triathlon world. And I used to always say the triathlon was born by injured runners who had to come up with something else because they were driving themselves crazy. But years ago, you couldn't sell it. Runners wanted to run and run more. This is when we started running into all sorts of postural and overuse problems and the importance of cross training, which was to strengthen other parts of the body, include some weight training, include some other yoga, some other kinds of exercise in order to be strong enough to keep pounding your body. What's the website of your show, Christine?
It's runwithit.ca.
Runwithit.ca or CA?
CA.
Okay. Runwithit.ca. How long have you been doing the show?
Since 2013.
Okay, wow. Building a nice tradition. Yes. How often is your show on?
It is a half hour show and it's monthly. So it repeats like twice a day on broadcast and then it's online as well. And, you know, I just love what I do. And if I didn't start running, there would be no show because it just came from the heart and it just went from there and you know, and I haven't stopped working out because it's part of me. And the show it's not about me, it's about the guest. And I get the experts to talk about, you know, as I said, injury prevention, nutrition, to meditation, to, you know, everything really, lifestyle.
Yeah, I like your show because you do include something that I stress all the time, the mind-body connection. I call it the mental game, whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're the parents of the best athlete in the world, whether you're someone who's trying to stick with their weight loss program, whether you're somebody who's trying to come back from injury, whether you're trying to deal with this insanity or with the virus over this past year, it's all mental. It all includes that part of it, and it's been very exciting to see. And I'm gonna throw in my 2 cents of credit for including the topic forever. How important it is to look at it from a well rounded off point of view. You know, we would run into trouble when we would see runners who became so obsessed that they would never back off when they were hurting, or they would try to push through problems. This is when we would see concern. And I used to always say, when I had patients come in, when it was a runner and they had their satchel with them and their notebooks, I said, I'm in trouble. With all the questions. And again, cross training that you mentioned is a key part at all areas of running, which is, again, to include the physical side of strength training, you know. But, again, when I've had sports psychology that we featured 2 years, again, on the show, talking about the mental game and the importance of reducing stress, which is, it's interesting, from around the world this past year, Christine, whatever the guest's vocation, wherever they were from, whatever they were doing, mental health has been a tremendous topic with dealing with COVID.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm sure it's a topic that you have touched on your show with people trying to stick with their exercise as best they can, or their gym's closed and all these other kinds of things. So the well-rounded approach, including all of these things that you're talking about, I'm a big fan of.
Yes, and you know, I used to go to the gym when it was open and go on the elliptical, and now I'm power walking. If you have a dog, you can walk your dog. You can get out there and do something. It's about, you know, getting a vitamin dose of vitamin D, in other words, and you just feel better when you're outdoors, and it doesn't matter your sport. Mine is running, and I just love it. And, you know, cross-training is so important to incorporate for improving performance and, I believe, you know, preventing injury and a change of pace, a change of scenery.
Who are some of the experts you include? I know that you've included me. I've been on your show. You and I, we trade radio shows. Who are some of the other experts you include and that you've included on Run With It, Christine?
Dr. Jack Taunton, he talks about exercising so important, during the virus, pole walking as well, he's talked about. I've had, I'm thinking of Dr. Lucas McMillan on getting enough vitamin D.
Good. Give it some more thought. We'll mention some others when we come back. We're talking with Christine Blanchett, online TV host, running celebrity, producer of Run With It. It's the Sports Doctor, everybody. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. We are back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I'm talking with Christine Blanchett. She's the host of British Columbia's Run With It. She's a runner. She ran Boston Marathon. She's got a show which really talks about so many different aspects of lifestyle, nutrition, the mental game, all these things that can enhance people's well-being. We were talking before the break about some of the different doctors. So some of the specialties these people, you have chiropractic on the show, physical therapy, personal trainers. Who do you include, Christine?
Personal trainers, as you said, injury prevention, oral health, dentist to be on the show because, you know, it's making sure oral health is good too, right? And I've
it is.
And Dr. Scaff, he has a book about marathoning, how to train. He lives in Hawaii. There's just so many guests. Like, I'm just so...
What are some of the common questions you might be getting that people would like you to talk about? What are some of the common questions, concerns you get from your running community? And then I'll give you my two cents.
Yes. Well, they like to know, about healthy eating, mindful eating, you know, how to fuel your body, you know, about boosting your immune system, to when to start running, you know, the overall what runners want to know. But nutrition is a big one, because one nutrition doesn't fit all, because it's some are vegetarians, some are vegans, it's people.
Yeah, that's so, why I like to use the term, Christine, when I talk about the new medicine, and the new medicine is eat smarter and keep moving in so many ways. You know, the word, when I have nutrition experts on in sports nutrition, the word fueling makes great sense to a lot of people who, you know, are all mixed up with diets and whatever. Here in the United States, we're deluged with TV ads with diets, we're deluged with TV ads with drugs, and prescription drugs. It really is so overwhelming. And the idea that healthy eating, smart eating, can include a lot of these different aspects, you know, without getting hung up on one fad, sometimes after the other. And, you know, another common topic we hear all the time, you know, with running shoes always reminded me of the car industry, because every year they were changing styles, you know, and
It
was fun to try to keep up. I have some pearls for some of your listeners, which, again, if you've got a shoe that's been successful for you, stick with it. If you're somebody who runs consistently, you know, 4 or 5 times a week, then you shouldn't go more than 6 months without replacing your shoes. And if you've got a history of problems, then include podiatry in your team of experts in order to be able to stay out of trouble. How many miles a week in general do you run, Christine?
Right now, 50 miles.
50?
Yeah.
You know, that's aggressive. That's aggressive. So do you run like 5 days a week?
About 5 days a week, and then I include cross training as well, because, you know, your core is so important. And you mentioned, like, shoes. Like, I have a shoe museum. I have, like, 4 or 5 pairs of shoes that I train for trail or for road or for, you know, doing a bit of a power walk, what have you. So, yeah.
Well, I hope after your 10th show on the Sports Doctor, you've got some custom orthotics in those shoes, my friend.
Yeah.
you know, again, that's a huge, it's all about alignment. And again, when people have, you know, when you're running 10 miles at a time, when you're running 4, 5, 6 days a week, you're serious. And then you want to pay attention to all the different things that Christine is really, really talking about. You know, the importance of nutrition, the importance of recovery, the new science of sports medicine. I say that with quotes. Recovery. I use the term intelligent rest. Many times we see overdoers. I call it the terrible twos, doing too much, being too aggressive, being too intense, and we end up sometimes getting injured. So somebody, by the time they reach your level, then they are a serious runner. Are you doing any more racing?
Well, there is the virtual Vancouver Sun Run. It's a 10K, and that's the one that I'm doing right now. I haven't been doing much racing because of the pandemic.
But there's no races.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Well, hopefully a lot of these things are going to change, you know, as people. And it's always been one of the hidden important aspects during the whole pandemic is a strong immune system, being healthy before the world of the vaccines have become, thank God, available. But having a strong immune system and being healthy was one of the best weapons we have in trying to stave off these virus concerns. And one of the biggest morbidity factors is obesity. You know, while obesity is a major factor in people who sometimes get very, very ill. So, and isn't it amazing Christine, you know, I've been talking about childhood obesity and obesity on the sports doc. I've 25 years, give or take a few weeks. We made so much progress, so much awareness, and the reality is where we always were. Obesity is a gigantic problem in the United States, and so is childhood obesity. How is it in British Columbia?
Well, generally speaking, I think people are very into health, being health conscious, and you know, right here in my own Burnaby, there's lots of people being active. Like, and I think even more so with the pandemic, people are going outdoors because they can't go to the gym. There's not, you know, it's getting out and doing something, keeping motivated. So there's, you know, I see people rollerblading, walking, running. There's a lot more people, in my opinion, out in the parks, and it's really inspiring actually to see many people out. So you have to do that safe distancing, you know, if there's crowds of people and on the trails.
Yes, indeed. A lot of times we see that kind of awareness is contagious. Thankfully, so, you know, the idea of being able to include, you know, the whole fitness and wellness, and that's something that you include, you know, big time. Even though the focus with the running, I'm sure you've got your share of competitive runners who are floating around on occasion your run with it show.
Yes, I've had guests on the show. Olympians are high performance athletes. To talk about their training, and of course, I haven't had anyone in a while, but I should have, and see how the training is going. In training for the Olympics coming up, yeah. And so it's
should, because like every other sport, it's been chaos. Whether it's a high schooler hoping he could get back to playing and half the canceled games and all the craziness that everybody's very, very familiar with. And one of our biggest concerns has been getting back too aggressively and getting hurt because we aren't in the same shape we were. And all of a sudden, hey, guess what? The season's next week. Oh, okay, great. I'm exaggerating. But that we've run into all sorts of problems with that. So we want parents of athletes, parents of runners and runners themselves, again, if you've been holed up in your house, don't set records. Be gradual in your return. I can't believe we run out of time with Christine. You have such great shows. Christine, give me the website again. People could catch your show.
Yeah, it's runwithit.ca.
Runwithit.ca. Christine Blanchett. It's always great to have you. Good luck with your running. Hold on. Everybody, will be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment. Hey, everybody. Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630 898-3505, or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, and this is the Sports Doctors In segment. Highlight a couple of upcoming shows, answer some emails, brag about the book. Speaking about that, we're coming up to the two-year anniversary. Can't believe it, of the publication of Hashtag A Sports Parents. And it's still as hot as ever. It's as important as ever. Wow, we got a blockbuster show next week. Dr. Chris Ahmad, he is the team physician of the New York Yankees. He will be returning, one of the country's finest orthopedic surgeons. And speaking of the Yankees, Lindsay Berra, who is Yogi Berra's granddaughter, she's an accomplished sports writer, freelance writer. She also will be returning on my Yankee show the following week. Donnie Macauer, RDCL Superfoods, will be joining us. Always another exciting show regarding the world of nutrition. One of my favorites, she's a young lady now. She was a kid then. Madeline Stamen, who probably was 12 years old when we put orthotics in her skates. She's the picture at that age on my article after the Olympics when Evan Lysacek won the Olympic gold medal in 2010 in Vancouver. And Madeline co-starred in the Cirque du Soleil ice show, Emerald. And she's a dynamite business lady at the same time. And it's going to be fun to have her on. Let's do a few emails. Paula says, what's instability training? You know, Paula, I hope you're listening to the show today. Instability training is creating imbalance. And again, whether you are a super senior who's being challenged by falling and we want to work prevention, whether you're a high-performance athlete, whether you are a young child playing various sports and you're growing, the ability to stimulate what my old-time colleague Bob Guider, the famous sports therapist, would call all the stabilizers. Just stand on one foot. Close your eyes. Create imbalance. Turns everything on. Your core, your hips, your lower extremities. This is why we're so excited about the sand dune stepper, which really creates that instability and incorporates all sorts of sand-like foot mechanics, strengthening, tilt boards. I still have slides of John McEnroe bouncing on mini trampolines in different parts of the trampoline in order to put different pressures. Athletes who were hooked up to various sensors throughout the whole body, and as soon as various muscles attached to those sensors were on, they'd light up and they would go through imbalance and everything would light up. So instability training, again, incorporating so many different types of equipment, creating imbalance, standing on one foot, standing on the other foot, balancing in different positions. We would see young kids standing on mini trams, playing catch. And again, sometimes we see, especially in young athletes, there's so much pounding, so much running, so much jumping. You want to strengthen everything that helps to incorporate stability, landing, changing direction, and instability training is what you really want to incorporate. Good physical therapists absolutely can show you all sorts of ways. Fancy term is proprioception. Tom says he talked about Bob Guider a lot. Give us a little bit of background. Tom, yes, in the late 70s, I met Bob Guider, who was a 1960s Mr. America Mr. Universe. I think he was the only guy ever beat Arnold Schwarzenegger in the Universe contest. And he was part of a facility called Sports Fitness Institute because he had, long after his bodybuilding career, become a PhD in all sorts of sports science and strengthening and therapy. And Bob attracted athletes from so many different sports, so many different professions, Olympians, who came to either rehab with him, do what was brand new then, performance training. Bob was very, very instrumental, whether it was the Olympic men's and women's volleyball teams, whether it was the world of tennis, because we were working with the Tracy Austins and the Jimmy Connors and the John McEnroes, great golfers, the 85 Super Bowl Bears, many of the trainers of the different teams came to consult with Bob. His famous PHA concept, peripheral heart action in English, you know, meant that you could train aerobically. You know, in aerobics, we think of running, we think of cycling, keep on moving, keep on moving. And weightlifting is static, resting in between. And his concept of circuit training, moving from one exercise to the other, upper extremity, lower extremity, midsection, et cetera, keep moving, could really pump that heart, act very aerobically. What really made him famous, Dashian famous, was his stance against a lot of aspects of stretching that caused as many problems as it prevented. And he ended up really making a difference in that world of overdue. Phyllis says, my 12-year-old daughter is a figure skater. She's got bumps on the inside of the ankles on her feet. You know, Phyllis, this is a common area, especially if the foot is a pronator, where it's collapsing excessively and it's rubbing against the inside of the boot. The boots are like a cast, we see excessive motion. So what you want to do, Phyllis, is have the bootmaker punch out, window out, that area where the bumps are. Sometimes we'll use some padding around it. And you want to check podiatry big time. I've been putting orthotics and figure skates for 4 decades for this particular problem, with great success, because on rare occasion we were facing a surgical problem. One of the main tendons that inserts into the foot goes right around that area, those bumps. They're called accessory navicular. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, check out the interview I did on the epidemic of overuse injuries in youth sports with my friend, baseball writer, ex-player, Pete Caliendo, and his great YouTube and Zoom Outside the Box. Again, you can go to Sports Doctor Radio and get it. And everybody stay safe. We will see you next week. Thank you.